The Taliban in Afghanistan. The Taliban is an Islamic fundamentalist group known for its harsh rules and abuse of human rights. Despite this, they returned to power in Afghanistan in 2021, after the stationing of U.S.-led forces withdrew. They quickly began killing politicians, policemen, journalists, and others connected to the former government. There is now concern that Afghanistan may again become a safe haven for terrorists. Over the past three decades, the nature of the Taliban has changed. This is an analysis from the perspectives of religion and ethno-nationalism. As a terrorist group, the Taliban was one of the most extreme and destructive to follow strict religious ideology. They emerged during the Afghan War with the Soviet Union, 1978 to 1992, when the government failed to provide security. Around 1994, the group, made up of mainly former fighters and students of Islamic schools, began enforcing fundamental Islamic law. By 1996, they had taken Kabul and controlled most of the country. However, they faced resistance from other ethnic groups due to their brutal rule and religious extremism. In the 21st century, while fighting U.S. and NATO forces, the Taliban's motivations can be classified as ethno-nationalism. After the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. invaded Afghanistan to target Osama bin Laden, who was protected by the Taliban. As resistance to foreign forces grew, people joined the Taliban not only for religious reasons, but due to anti-U.S. sentiment. By 2008, they were said to have the support of regional leaders and the general public in as much as 60 to 70% of the country. In conclusion, terrorist motivations can overlap. The Taliban began as a religious group but later took on ethno-nationalist goals. If they now aim to build a sovereign state, they must stop using violence and work within political systems to gain support.